This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good evening, everybody.
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle and brand new car. Oh, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, doesn't it?
Ooh, that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Predator drunk.
Ooh, that smell. The smell of death around you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fight is on. It's Thursday, the 29th day of November, 2018. Will Johnson, great independent journalist, also does some work with InfoWars, going to be joining us coming up in the next segment to cover all the big, incredible developments. We're also going to look at, after banning Alex Jones, YouTube still hosts race hate supremacist David Duke and Farrakhan. I want to be clear. I'm not calling for censoring either one of these men. I'm only pointing out, why is ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these groups still on YouTube? The answer is they are divisive. We'll be right back after this important point.
What he's trying to do, because he's a weak person and not a very smart person, what he's trying to do is end, and it's very simple. He's got himself a big prison sentence, and he's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things, during the campaign. So very simply, Michael Cohen is lying, and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me.
Now, that's Trump talking about one of his former lawyers who said that Trump was not involved with the Russians, there were no meetings, but now that he's been charged with money laundering, $15 million, separate from Trump, at a taxing place, suddenly he remembers all this. But we're going to go to break, come back with Will Johnson. First, a few minutes from another Greg Reese report. They're out in California at the border covering the caravan that's set to attack for the second time today or tomorrow. And the numbers have massed much greater there. But up on InfoWars.com, we have the full report. Here's part of it. What students at SDU think about the migrant caravan? Here it is.
It's Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. We are here at the University of San Diego today asking students how they feel about the migrant caravan.
It's a conflict that we saw coming. I think it's unfortunately a necessary evil to get to the next step, which is solving that problem. I think that anybody who desires to come over here should be allowed to come over here. I think we definitely shouldn't be able to step in and stop a right that's been allowed for...
And then pay for all the welfare?
Years.
So I'm from Mexico, actually. So, I mean, I feel bad for...
They don't even test for diseases.
People from the southern part of Mexico that are out there in Tijuana without food or anything, and they feel hopeless. And I don't know if the right solution is for them to immigrate to the U.S. because the U.S. has its problems of its own. But their situation is very bad for sure.
It's a difficult situation that they're having because they brought so much violence. It's actually really close to my hometown.
it's happening. So my hometown's a border town. It's like 5 minutes away, practically. It's in Mexicali. And it's not as severe as it is here in TJ, but I think it's still a big issue that's going on. And we had to learn how to deal with it, like, in a better way, because I don't think throwing gases at people is civilized.
I don't think it's right for them to use tear gas to push them away.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in incredibly epic times. Multinational corporations working with communist China, the unelected EU and others, and the America-hating operating system of Hollywood had pretty much taken control of this nation. We're in the final phases of bankrupting us financially, but also bankrupting us spiritually and breaking our will. And that fight's still ongoing. We haven't turn them back yet, but we're in the fight now, so at least we're fighting back. The sleeping giant is at least partially awake. Trump has all the classified documents. He has all the NSA data dumps. He knows about the illegal spying. We first broke that 2 years ago, plus now it's all confirmed. CNN, MSNBC said InfoWars is the source, on and on and on, memorializing the fact that we were indeed correct. Well, it wasn't very hard. I was given secret DEA documents by federal law enforcement, and I looked at the phone numbers, and they were my private phone numbers and Donald Trump's private phone numbers. So I knew. Numbers nobody had. And later they had to admit. Now that's a crime. They were spying illegally, and then they went and got warrants based on lies. Trump has them, but that's not all he has. He has her emails. The Pentagon, the Defense Intelligence Agency, was all watching Hillary's illegal server in the 18 different countries. First it was 10, now it's 18 that were on it. She lied to Congress and said it didn't exist. Then her and Uma Abedin broke up more than, 12 phones with hammers? And then burned them? That's obstruction of justice. The server was illegal. The classified material was illegal. But they changed the subject to Ivanka Trump, who's used for PR by the White House to go have dinner with people to promote American jobs. That's what they do. They go glad hand folks to get better NAFTA and GATT deals. They do a good job. That turns into she's the same as Hillary because they know Trump's about to bring it out. How huge is this? Trump threatens to declassify devastating documents if Democrats want to play rough and play tough. And we told you that was coming. Told you that for months, told you this weekend, told you yesterday morning this was coming. And just like the sun comes up, it did. But they're going to counterstrike. Let me tell you how they're going to counterstrike. They're going to counterstrike by trying to kill the economy, the private Federal Reserve, raise interest rates 7 times, never did that to Obama, trying to kill the economy. Maxine Waters said when she gets control of that committee that deals with finance and jobs, one of the most powerful in the House, that she is going to bring back the regulations by fiat, which are designed to keep jobs out of the country. General Motors announces with record profits, buying back their own stock, that they're moving to China. Five plants. Trump says, we bailed you out, and you have incentives, and you have subsidies. We'll take those if you leave. And our own media calls him the bad guy. How could anybody not see somebody going to bat for them, an unemployment at the lowest levels, and in 2 years, it all turn around, and then Trump says, the Federal Reserve doesn't stop, it's going to kill this, and then it starts to kill it, and the Federal Reserve shows up now, this week, and says, it's Trump's fault. The economy's going down, see, we told you so, when he was the one that warned of it. But they got another ace in the hole. And that is culture war. What does the WikiLeaks talk about 6 months before Hillary lost? And Hillary's talking to top professors in psychological warfare in advertising. And they say, we've got to go to full culture war. Men against women, women against men, black against white, old against young. We've got to up it. We've got to totally distract from what we're doing and how we're taking their future away. Remember Gruber said, it's my job to come in and triple your prices and make you think it's a good deal. And thank God you're so stupid on Obamacare. Thank God you don't have a memory. So these people are predators. And Will Johnson joins us for the balance of the hour. We have a surprise guest perhaps popping in towards the end of the hour. But I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but you'll want to stay tuned. It's supposedly going to happen in the next 30 minutes, but we're going to see. Will Johnson. Again, UnitedAmericaFirst.com, great guy. Also, is a correspondent for InfoWars.com, does some freelance work for us. I wanted to get him on already for the last week, but then I saw this article come out on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson made this point today. After banning Alex Jones, YouTube still hosts race hate supremacist Duke and Farrakhan. Now, I want to be clear. I've been to Farrakhan's house. I've had dinner with him. He said he wants to stop a race war. I know they take some of what he says out of context. I disagree with a lot of it, and I think David Duke's been on. I don't agree with David Duke. I tried to do a fair interview. He didn't do that. But my point is, I'm not calling for either one of them to be censored or taken off the web. All I'm saying is there's people promoting pedophilia on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. They've got radical jihadi groups that are calling for women to be sexually mutilated. Laura Loomer's taken off because she exposes the Democrats all over the country cutting their daughters' genitals off. So why do they leave Louis Farrakhan and David Duke and all these other people on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, but take me off? And they're doing it because I'm trying to create unity. And I saw some powerful videos that Will Johnson shot in the last week. One of them deals with Charlie Brown Thanksgiving saying it's racist, even though it's the first comic that actually showed whites and blacks inclusively together, and that's why he did it as a Christian. But they have to invert reality, take everything good and wholesome, and project division on it. That's what WikiLeaks says they're doing. Huffington Post says Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is problematic, and that it is hateful and bad and evil and needs to be removed as well. So these folks are just trying to project onto everything division so that everyone is literally at each other's throats. Will Johnson, how would you quantify what's going on with this? Because you've really been focused on this, and you're out there on the West Coast tracking all this, and you're out there at these Antifa events, and you're out there in San Francisco and Portland watching what's happening. Is it just me, or is the left getting more insane?
The left is getting more insane. They're constantly trying to ramp it up, the craziness that's going on in this country. And they're happy about it. See, they're making excuses to come out and attack people. They're making excuses to try to demonize everyone that disagree with them. I mean, look how they're doing you. It's absolutely crazy. And to actually live in this country. And I love how you say, you know, it's an amazing time to be alive. And it is, because we're seeing exactly what they're doing to us. And with everything that's going on the border, the evasion is taking place. And I was watching before you brought me on, you had a clip where someone was doing an interview and they were talking to people. And I have a colleague that actually went to Tijuana. And while he was down there talking to them, one of the people, there was like 80 people, he was telling me, that are like trans, and all of those were pushed away from the main group of the invasion because they said they didn't want them involved with them. And so they came first. Well, he was there interviewing one of them, and they coughed on him. The next day, he had to go to the emergency room because he was sick. He felt ill. And so the media is nowhere. They're never going to talk about it. They're saying that no one is climbing the walls. They're saying that these people are just trying to seek asylum, and it's not true. None of it's true. And then Antifa, you know, they're right there with them saying that we need to open up the borders and say, let all these people in. No telling what kind of diseases they're carrying or what they're doing or what they're going to bring into this country, this nation. Trump's duty as the president of the United States is to protect the United States. And I was doing my broadcast last night, and a gentleman called in, and he said, you know what? It's not necessarily Trump's wall. It's our wall. It's the people's wall. So we want a wall. We are calling for a wall because we want safety and security for our families and our children. We deserve it. We've earned it.
And doesn't this prove that we need a stronger wall, that the third world's collapsing, the UN's using it as a weapon?
Yes, absolutely, they're using it as a weapon because they don't like the fact that Donald J. Trump, our president, is leaving the globalist system. It's a threat to them. The United States, the best country in the world, is leaving the globalist system, and they don't like it. They want to keep us in check. And Donald J. Trump, thank God we have him, and he's the one that's doing it.
And what's crazy is they're all over TV saying, even saying we're a nation is evil or racist, saying nationalist is bad. And Cuomo says America was never great, never be that great. These people are anti-American, period. We'll be back with Will Johnson.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention, that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
You know, 12 years ago, they were doing human trials of Gardasil, and it was killing women all over the U.S. They banned it in Japan, banned it in India, you name it. And we knew it reduced fertility. Well, it turns out HPV vaccine linked to soaring infertility. Infowars.com has got all the studies right there. Just absolutely incredible. Will Johnson joins us, reporter for the West Coast, does work for Infowars.com. You know, I wanted to get him on just about all the race baiting and where he sees that going. But since he mentioned the UN-funded illegal alien caravan that even mainstream news has to admit, and even the UN has to admit, that they've been caught smuggling humans in, including this caravan, and Will Johnson mentioned to everybody the diseases. I mean, Latin America, the rest of the world, these are really dangerous places. And when people came into Ellis Island, they get quarantined for a month, 3 months, 6 months. You had to be let into the country, and there wasn't a welfare system, so you didn't drain the nation. This is totally different now that they're saying it. So here's part of a Fox News report dealing with the amount of diseases coming in, but not to mention smuggled children.
For the 6,000-plus migrants that are in this cramped tent city, that tent, that little white tent attached to a small camper, is the extent of the health services available from Tijuana's municipal health department, and the numbers are alarming. Take a look at these. Of the 2,267 migrants that have been treated so far, we know that over 60% have respiratory infections. There are 3 confirmed cases of tuberculosis. There are 4 cases of HIV AIDS, 101 cases of lice, and 4 cases of chicken pox. And hepatitis is a real concern here as well because of the overcrowding and unsanitary conditions. It's been raining all night, expected to rain all day. The migrants are cold, wet, and suffering from colds. And it is creating a situation of frustration, not only because of the fact that they're very sick right now, but also because they believe they were lied to by organizers who told them it was going to be much easier to get across to the U.S. Marco Munoz is one of those migrants from Honduras who told me that they're worried we may be headed towards a breaking point. Take a listen.
They lied to us from the beginning. So most of these people are disappointed, you know, and getting frustrated at the time. So as you can see, every day that comes, that passes, it's more and more people that are coming. So there's going to be a point break. Where they're just going to say, let's rush in there, you know.
And we're hearing that there may be an effort to move some of these folks to another location to create a spot with more space. We'll find out if that happens. We're also hearing of a potential march amongst the migrants here. Of course, the last time there was a march on Sunday, it turned violent and it was a bad situation. We'll find out. The situation's fluid, but one thing's for sure, these migrants are not healthy.
Now, the key here isn't just the diseases. It's that they were told by the organizers, which is the UN, is USAID, is Open Society Foundation, George Soros on record, they get them for years. Pay them, mass them in Central and South America, march them up, give them $1,000 debit cards for each leg. They get there, and then they build them up till our border collapses, and then our health care and our judges, and no one can handle it. And then the word is, just go through, and you're open like Europe. People said, how did Europe let that happen, those images of those giant snakes of hundreds of thousands at a time coming in? Because this is how they break you. This is a world government plan, and they're using these poor people as the weapon system, and then they build up in a big open-air camp, and it's America's fault. But then L.A. and San Francisco and Portland, they turn into the open-air camps. Austin, Texas, since California collapsed into us, I can go 700 yards, and there's a migrant camp. I can go another half mile, and there's a big homeless camp. In fact, I'm going to go tour those next week. We're going to go tour these tent cities. Will Johnson, they are really bringing this country down. I mean, this is the plan. And the UN admits it's the plan. And now they've got this new UN treaty they're trying to ratify, making it the law globally that anybody who wants to come to your country can come there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we have over 50,000 people alone in L.A. that are homeless. And the Democrats act like they're more concerned about this invasion, the people that are trying to invade this country, than they are the American citizens. L.A. has 50,000 people. We just had a massive burn in the Northern California area. People are without homes. We're the Democrats. We're the leftists talking about we need to put them in buildings with, you know, game consoles, AC. They're not doing that. They're more concerned about getting people that's going to come here and vote for them. I mean, they're calling for these people just get automatic citizenship so they can vote for the Democrats. The Democrats don't care about the people. They don't care about anything in America. They just want to keep in power and they want to control. And we're seeing it firsthand. We're seeing it. And then all these migrant places that they're creating, there's no telling what kind of diseases that they're bringing through.
Oh, it's I see the cases like in California of TB, of smallpox, of exploding. And yes. They go, oh, more vaccines is the answer. And it's vaccinated people that are getting it. No, you're bringing people in from third world countries unvetted, untested.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's funny that you bring up more vaccines are needed, right? Just in New York, a senator in New York got a flu vaccine. 2 weeks later, he died. And he contributed him getting sick to the flu vaccine. You know, if you get food poisoning and your stomach is hurting, you're like, and you know that you just ate something. You get sick after you get the flu shot. Most people say, well, I got sick because I got the flu shot. He died 2 weeks later. And now they're bringing all this in. They're going to be pushing these vaccines on the people. And it's just deliberate way to control the masses. And we're seeing it in our face. They're not even hiding it any longer. And that is part of the whole agenda that they wanted to do to the American people.
We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, Will Johnson. But, you know, Trump has his Trump card to go after them for the illegal spying, Hillary's emails we know the government has, all the crimes they've committed, the fact that they are colluding as Democrats to try to take Trump out. But now they've raided the offices of a lawyer who previously did tax work for Trump. They're acting like the fact that Trump has tax-free groups, that Trump has foundations, that Trump has family trusts that are totally normal, that that's somehow dirty and bad, so they can then leak all of this once they have it. So we're going to be looking at that after we come back from break. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that this country is in a fight for its life. And please don't forget that without your support, we will not be on the air. Those aren't words. That's the reality. We're not just some run-of-the-mill talk show. We're a broadcast that has the expert guest, the research, the facts on that a lot of key people in government, not just here but around the world, listen to. And it's critical to obviously keep InfoWars on the air under this attack. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com and if you get the air filtration, the water filtration you already desperately need, if you get the high-quality supplements that you and your family need from the very best fish oil for adults and children, the very best water filtration systems, the very best brain boost, brain force. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whether it's Secret 12 or X3 or the Real Red Pill Plus or Knockout or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula or DNA Fort or Super Silver Wound Gel or a fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver, 99 Super Blue. It's all 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents. stress can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This country's always had problems, it's always had corruption, but the ideals of turning the people loose, not worshiping royalty, not worshiping cliques, not worshiping cartels, but really supporting rugged individualism, created something very, very special. Now, President Trump has a long history. He's not a corrupt person, but he is a tough guy when it comes to business. And they launched this entire garbage-filled Russia investigation to discredit not just Trump, and not just Alex Jones, and not just Matt Drudge, but you, everybody out there, the American people. And here we are. They launched this investigation, it turns out, actually about 3.5 years ago, illegally. And then they used the investigation, started officially 2 years ago, to cover up for that. And now The Hill is reporting what we knew was coming. One of Trump's many lawyers, Cohen, goes and tells Congress, the FBI, that Trump did nothing wrong. And never, you know, and it ended deals trying to build condos in Russia. He builds them all over the world, from Thailand to South Africa. Plus, Trump said that's totally legal, even if I did. But now Cohen gets busted, pleads guilty to $50 million of laundered money at his taxi service, which if he'd been a good globalist, he could have done. But because he was with Trump, they burned him so they could then get him to roll over. And they finally found somebody that would. And so they've been raiding all these other lawyers that have done work for Trump, lawyers that they know have dirt. Hundreds of lawyers work for Trump in hundreds of cities. I'm not that big of a company owner. I'm nothing compared to somebody like Trump. But, you know, when you're doing business or have to fight something in a city, you hire whoever the best lawyer is reportedly in that town. But then they get dirt on the lawyers. I've even dealt with this myself. I'm not going to get into it this time. And then those lawyers become operatives against you. But they get raided so they can then plea bargain and get out of all the other stuff they've done and go after you. And that's what's happened with Michael Cohen. I'm not saying that's what's happened with this new lawyer, but it's a lawyer in Chicago that's represented Trump on his towers there for decades, who a year ago said he didn't like Trump anymore. Ooh, how magic. And now, magically, what are they going to find? You understand, when there's hundreds of lawyers, the ones they raid are the ones they think they've got something on, not Trump. Federal agents raid office of the lawyer who previously did tax work for Trump. Federal agents have reportedly raided the Chicago City Hall offices of a lawyer who previously did tax work for President Donald Trump. And it goes on from there. Chicago Sun-Times reports the federal agents removed everyone from the office of Chicago Finance Committee Chairman Ed Burke Thursday morning, covering the floor to ceiling windows with brown paper. Yes, they can do their work with no one seeing it. So that's how this works. No Russia collusion, no espionage. That's all the Democrats. It's some lawyer that did tax work over decades for Trump on real estate property in Chicago. And now that's what the Democrats are going to investigate in Congress coming up on January 2nd when they go into power. Where was Russiagate? Oh, it's all blown out the window. It's now all this. That's why Trump has to go on total offense. Because, yes, he's got them committing all these crimes, but they think they've got enough criminals in the FBI and the Justice Department where they'll never prosecute each other because they've gotten so many other bad people in the FBI that they're corrupt as well. And that's how corruption works. Once you get a big enough number of people who are corrupt, who are on the payroll, then no one can stand up and do anything good, even for their own country, their own children, because they'll get burned too. And once you reach a critical mass like this, you become a banana republic. And so that's where we are at this point. And I just hope and pray people realize how much trouble we're in and we're fighting this psychotic corruption. The good news is Will Johnson is the investigative reporter, journalist, does work for InfoWars, founded the great national group that reaches hundreds of millions of people, United America First, UnitedAmericaFirst.com. The good news is, and we're going to show this next hour, Hillary and Bill have their so-called national rally. We're talking 1,000 people show up at these things versus 20,000 at Trump's. And so they think they've still got the power and the control, but much of that is a bluff now. And I think if Trump makes his move on this system, they're all going to fold like a house of cards. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think they're all going to fold like a house of cards. You know, it's amazing to me how the Democrats can commit all these crimes, because we've all seen it, and nothing happens to them. And everyone keeps saying, is Trump going to do something? Is Trump going to do something? I think Trump is just letting them dig their graves even deeper, and then he's just going to pour the dirt on top of them. They have committed all of these crimes throughout history. Why is it that Democrats can do it, but conservatives do something and they completely want them removed? You say something that they disagree with, they want you removed. The corruption is at an all-time high. You know, just let me, if I may,
Let me switch it a little bit, because I know you wanted me to talk about...
Oh, we'll cover whatever issue you want to cover. I just love your report, especially your one on Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. You know, the racism in this country. You know, I've heard liberals and even some of the not even just social media, but the mainstream media even try to say Alex Jones is racist. You're not racist. I've been watching you for years. And you're not racist. They try to say that you're calling for violence, and you never called for violence. You are a man. You are a Christian. You're a godly man. You will stand up, and you make that clear. And I do the same thing. What they're doing here with the Charlie Brown issue is just another thing for them to attack Christians. That's the goal. They want to attack Christianity at its fullest. Because the creator of Peanuts, he did it for the strips to introduce Christianity, to bring in conversation so people will start talking about it. And they don't like it. So they found a way that, hey, let's try to demonize Charlie Brown because he had a black kid sitting on one side. Regardless, you know, let's not talk about the black kid, Franklin, in the comic strip. He's sitting there in a lawn chair, which the lawn chair is more comfortable than the other chairs, and he has the eating utensil. No one else does. Explain that. So these liberals are so hateful, they try to deem off of what's actually going on, that he actually has a seat at the table. He actually has a seat at the table.
And then you even dug up the letter where he, in the early 60s, was one of the first people, Martin Luther King, to put a black character in there. And it's everybody looking at each other across the table. Like when you sit across from your wife or your friend, you want to talk to them. That's why he's sitting across the table, is because they're interfacing. That's the whole point.
Yeah, so originally he wasn't even invited to the dinner, but Peppermint Patty brought him to the dinner, and they said, you know what, let's pull up a seat for you. Here's one. You know, when you're kids, no one thought about Charlie Brown being racist. You know, you hear all the parents talking about politics and everything else. Wah, 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 wah. No one cared. Everyone wanted to pay attention to what the kids were doing. Everyone just wanted to pay attention to the story, the message.
Well, look at this racist photo for TV viewers. Hillary sitting on the other side of Obama. That was to put Obama down.
Exactly.
But here's the point. Exactly. It's just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they're now saying it's racist. They take anything that's unifying people and say it's racist. And then David Duke and Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not calling them to be removed. I'm simply saying, why are they all left on everything but I'm taken down? Because we're creating unity. That's why.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And they don't like the fact that you're reaching so many people. And you keep coming with the truth. You keep coming with the facts. You say what they're going to do tomorrow. And then guess what? They do it tomorrow. And then they don't like the fact that you're exposing them. You constantly expose them, and you are a threat to them. And you know what? I'm so honored and blessed to be a part of InfoWars.
Well, we're honored to have you, my friend, and the kick-ass job you're doing. You've been doing it for years on your own. It's good to have you how you contribute. But when we come back, then I want you to have the floor to get into issues you want to cover. And then we have a special live event that's a little bit behind, but it should be starting in the next 10, 15 minutes from the streets of a very large city in the U.S. We'll just leave it at that. I've been asked not to say what it is until it happens, but you'll definitely want to tune in to that next hour. Will Johnson's our guest. Please don't forget, they're working around the clock to shut us down, but that's not the real reason. These are great supplements. X2, X3, Brain Force Plus, Secret 12, the fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. We have free shipping store-wide, the biggest sales ever, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try instantly ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's a big news article out today. Put up one of the big tech research groups, AHREFs.com. The top web searches of 2018 on Google, YouTube. And guess who beat Trump out in searches? Alex Jones was the 40th most searched, 1,990 plus times. Trump was searched 1,950 times. I'm not in competition with Trump. It's just funny that we were right next to each other. But here's the problem. They've been gaming YouTube and Google for a while, but as soon as they took me completely off, all they put is lies and disinfo. Megyn Kelly, John Oliver, all these edited things go on top. The young turds. But you can overpower them word of mouth. You can overpower them and say, go to newswars.com. Go to infowars.com. Hear what he's really saying when you hear, or you see the headline, Alex Jones, KKK. Remember CNN one time put Alex Jones, KKK, with me about, and a story about Trump. You can type into Google. I think the image is still there. It's just Alex Jones, KKK, CNN. And they just put lower third, Alex Jones, KKK. And later they said, oh, it was a mistake. But that's the type of stuff they pull, folks. That's the type of deception that these scumbags are involved in, and that's why they're so bad. There it is, former KKK leader, Alex Jones. Now think about that. If you're a radio listener, you get to see it for yourself. You can just type it in, Alex Jones, former KKK leader. And I have people come up to me on the street and they go, F you, you Russian, or F you, KKK. And I'm just going, and it's, I'm going to play this next hour. Maybe we'll go a little bit over, but if he has to go, it's fine. Of Obama at the Globalist James Baker event in Houston last night. And he's talking about how horrible Republicans are and how they tried to keep Jim Crow in place. Well, anybody that knows history knows it's the opposite. But that's what's so crazy. They'll show you Jim Acosta grabbing the mic away, asking four questions, pushing her arm down, and then they say he didn't touch her, and then I faked the video. So, Will Johnson, are they going to win? What do you think the point of this level of lying is? What is the point of leaving? And I'm not saying take them down. Louis Farrakhan, David Duke. I mean, I say leave anybody up as long as they're not calling for violence. You know, they've got all these New York Times board members saying whites are subhuman and all this. What's behind all this, and where do you think it's going, and what is the tactic they're using of just total lies?
You know, the whole thing is being driven by Satan himself. He's the ultimate deceiver. He has control of the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is deceiving the masses. And as far as Google and Facebook and Twitter, you know, I did another report where I was talking about how George Soros even admitted that these companies pretty much need to go away because they made an outlet for people such as myself, for you, for conservatives to reach more people. And it became a major problem for them. So they're calling for these companies to be removed and be replaced by something that they could control more. They've created public squares for us to talk. So they, and when they created these public squares, they didn't intend for us to have communication the way that we do. They want the deception to keep going, just like you just said. They are deceiving all of us. And a lot of people even know it, but they still go right along with it. It's almost like they'd rather believe the lie than believe the truth.
And that's why they turn it around when you got Charlie Brown Christmas and it's made by a Christian showing whites and blacks together and loving God. That has to be called racist because it's not. It's the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite. They've taken everything that was good and they've twisted it to their own liking. I mean, they've taken not to be like picking on anyone, but they've taken the rainbow. They're telling little boys and little that they can be girls. They tell the little girls they can be little boys. They're taking everything and twisted. Even the word, even Flintstones. I had to, you know, when I used to watch Flintstones when I was a kid, we all went had the gay old time. And the dictionaries mean you're happy. They've taken and they've twisted it for their own perverted reason.
I forgot about that. They're the Flintstones. We'll have a gay old time.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, I thought it was supposed to be happy, but see, that's the point. Take everything that is good and make it into their own image. And see, that's exactly what Satan is doing. Satan wants to destroy the family unit. Satan wants to destroy everything that God deems good and make it for his own. And you see, we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing it happen. You're doing an awesome job. You're doing wonderful things. And I truly believe you're doing God's work. And they see it and they don't like it. So what do? They want to attack you. They want to attack us. They want to attack everyone that doesn't speak like them, that doesn't think like them. They go all out their way to do it. And, you know, George Soros even admitted that their agenda is to remove these platforms, is and mainly because we are on them speaking freely. And it's a problem to them. They don't like it. And you know what? I like the fact that I keep doing it and they keep attacking me. And that just lets me know that I'm doing the right thing. And if they when they stop attacking me, then, OK, wait a minute, what am I not doing? Because I'm not on my A game. I need to pick it up. They're attacking you constantly because you're on your A game. As long as you keep doing it, as long as you keep speaking the truth, as long as you keep exposing these evil people, they're going to keep attacking
you. But, Will, I want to be clear. Because, okay, InfoWars is important. I'm important. But InfoWars is you. InfoWars is all of us. They hate like you said, us having a community. It's not me. And again, I want to get credit here, but I'm telling you, it's all of us together and the spirit we have of wanting a future together, of actually loving each other, being independent, having our own territory, having our own views, but believing in others and not wanting to deceive other people, wanting to empower other people, because we're confident. We're not these globalists that actually want to keep people dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I still say the Democrats is a domestic terrorist group that's operating in America, and they are deceiving. I mean, I'm pretty sure you saw the video clip with Nancy Pelosi saying this is what we do. We send the information to the media and then they run with it. And then when it comes back in full circle, and then we just play off of it like we didn't put it out there.
Yes.
It's deception in our face. They're not hiding it any longer. We're in a day and age, 2018, Donald J. Trump, he didn't create the Democrat craziness party. He exposed it. And you know what? More and more people have really started paying attention to politics. They started paying attention to the system. They started paying attention to the globalists. They started paying attention after Donald J. Trump came into power. Well, not power. I mean, they're probably going to take that. And say,
no, it's true. I mean, no, he did come into the power of the presidency and the power of the people. Yeah. And they're scared of the people getting back in a position of power because, as Trump said, I'm here to transfer the power back to you. And he's trying to do it.
Yes. And you know what? When Donald J. Trump came on your broadcast, that was it. They said, OK, that was it. He's given Alex Jones credibility. And you know what? You already had it. You didn't need him to come on for that. But it was awesome that he did. And, you know, just kind of change the subject just a little bit. When InfoWars sends out hundreds of emails to Julian Assange to try to get an interview, that doesn't mean you're trying to collude with Russia. You're trying to hack the DNC or any of that. That means you're seeking for the truth. You're seeking for information. And that's all we're trying to do. That's why it is the information, InfoWars. And you're absolutely right as far as it's affecting all of us. The reason why I started speaking out is because I have a family. I love my family. I love the American people. And the reason why I started speaking out because I saw the craziness. And you did have a lot to do with it. I have to give you credit where credit is due. You used to say it all the time. I haven't heard you say it in a while because you've been extremely busy doing your thing. But you used to say it all the time. Do your thing. Do videos. Get the message out there. Spread the InfoWars. Spread it, spread it, spread it. I took heed. I started speaking out, but I had this knot in me. I had this knot in my chest telling me to do it. You planted the seed, and I truly believe it's the Holy Spirit saying, Will, you've got to speak up. It's time for you to start saying something. You've got to engage. You've got to say something that's positive to a lot of people, because a lot of people are like losing hope.
No, you're right, and that's why this is so critical. Don't take the censorship those as we're being beaten. The fact that they've had to do this is a major Streisand effect gamble. It means everybody, no matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love liberty, you love God, if you love justice, whether it's on the street corner, at city council, or calling C-SPAN, or doing your own YouTube channel, or starting your own little website, everything together changes the world. Start communicating. Start getting involved. Start reaching out. And together, we're going to, and again, all over the world, nationalists, Christians are getting elected. We'll be right back with Will Johnson. Stay with us. Here is the old Flintstone we talked about. Love a gay old time.
That's right, with the family down the street.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.